Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We talked to Blake Martinez, and he's brought to you by HSS, Official Hospital of the New York Giants, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. It feels like it's been 6 months since that game last week, the Giants against the Eagles. And the Giants will have to wait a few more days to play again Monday night against Tampa. Blake Martinez of the New York Football Giants joins us. Blake, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Blake, how are you?
Good. I also wanted to say congrats to Joe. Obviously heard about the news. I'm kind of new to the show and this radio show, but it's awesome. I just wanted to kind of start off this show by saying that.
I appreciate it, Blake. Thank you. It's been good talking to you the couple times we've been able to do it. So thank you for the kind words. Thank you.
What is, and it's been 6 days now, so I guess you've had time to digest it, maybe even move on and start thinking only about Tampa. But kind of when you think back to what happened over the last 6 minutes of that game with a two-score lead, what do you look at as kind of the reason that you guys weren't able to close it out on Thursday night against the Eagles?
Yeah, I think it was kind of domino effect of things. The things we talked about, that lose game, turnovers, penalties, and mental errors. And that kind of was the thing that constantly happened in that last 6 minutes, whether it was mental errors from individual guys throughout the given defensive drives, penalties to start off the on special teams, and just things across the board that slowly kind of allowed them to obviously get back into the game and then end up winning the game.
Blake, you know, you look at your team, you guys are sitting there at 1-6, and it could be easily be a lot better than that. I mean, really, outside of the 49er game where – yeah, you guys got beat up pretty good. I mean, you guys have really been in every game. I mean, you should have beat the Cowboys. I don't think there's any question about that. Had a great opportunity to beat the Bears. You were right there with the Rams. Even Pittsburgh, you played pretty tough. I mean, and obviously the Eagle game. I mean, you guys look at you're 1-6, but you could easily have, you know, 3 or 4 wins right now and be sitting in first place in this crazy NFC East.
No, yeah, I think that's where the tough aspect of it is, looking at that and saying we're so close in multiple games this season. But that's the biggest aspect of us right now is just being able to learn and understand how to close out those type of games and make those crucial plays throughout the 60 minutes that end up having those games turn into those one score, one possession at the end of the game to either win or secure the win.
You mentioned the penalties on the final two drives. For the most part, you haven't been a highly penalized team, but in the final two drives of this game, there were so many. The one that jumped out at me was that illegal contact on Lewis after the sack, and then I think the next play was when Hightower had that big play. There was 12 men on the field. There was a personal foul. Why do you think that happened? Why do you think the penalties started to pile up on those last two drives on Thursday?
Yeah, it's kind of the thing that we were kind of looking over and seeing why those things kind of came about, because you, like you said, throughout the season we haven't been highly penalized for the most part, but I think in situations whenever it gets to crunch time, it just, you have to have that heightened awareness, and you can't, I don't want to say like crumble under pressure or those types of things, but try to get outside yourself and try to be that hero of the game. Instead, you just need to focus in on your 111th and do your job and not allow those fundamental mistakes to obviously happen in those crucial moments.
Well, do you think, because, look, you've won a lot of games in your career. Logan Ryan's won a lot of games. So you got guys on this defense who know how to win, but there's a lot of guys on this defense that haven't won a lot. I mean, let's face it, whether it's been with the Giants or with other teams, a lot of guys that just they haven't won a lot of games in the NFL. Do you think that's part of the learning experience for these guys to know how to kind of close out a game like that?
No, yeah, I think that's always an aspect of it. I think for us as a whole, it just has to come together and have that understanding. And like you said, there's guys on this team that have won, myself, Logan, multiple guys across the board, that we need to pick it up in that aspect of making sure those guys don't think they have to do something extra, don't think they have to make every single play. They just have to take it one play at a time and get the offense back on the field for us and secure the game overall.
Talking to Blake Martinez of the Giants, they get ready for a Monday nighter against Brady and the Bucks. You know, the bottom line though is, you know, 7 weeks into the season, you guys are still right there in play to win this division. I mean, as crazy as it seems, I mean, the Cowboys look like they're a complete mess right now. You know, Philadelphia, even though they win that game against you guys, they're still pretty banged up. I mean, who knows how good they are? Washington, I don't know how good they really are. I mean, you guys beat them already. I mean, how about that? I mean, do you look at this and say, man, you know what? We could win this division yet. Do you look at it that way right now, Blake?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think that's the thing we talked about kind of going into this mini kind of bye week was, we've shown spurts of the type of team that we know we can be. And I think this was kind of the halfway point for us as a team that, hey, this next half of the season, we're going to go and show what we're actually capable of and show it more consistently than we have been these first 7 weeks and be that complete team and have that complementary football across the board, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams.
We're talking to Blake Martinez of the Giants. You know, usually when you play a Thursday game, like you said, you kind of have a mini bye. It's pushed back even more with it being a Monday night game. Is that a good thing because it gets to rest your bodies, or is it almost a bad thing because you guys just want to get back on the field and get the taste out of your mouth of that loss?
No, yeah, I think that's a combination of both. I think for the most part, though, it was a positive thing just to be able to kind of recoup just from whether it was whole training camp into the seven games. I think it was kind of that perfect timing. Obviously, you would want to go into that type of situation with a win, but at the end of it, we've allowed certain guys and things like that to get back and recover for the most part.
All right, you got a big game Monday night. You're playing the Bucks. They're red hot right now. They're hitting on all cylinders. They're 5-2. They're as good as anybody probably in the NFC right now. How about that? How about this game Monday night against Brady and company?
No, you look forward to these type of games your whole NFL career, being able to play Monday night football, like you said, against a great opponent that's red hot right now. And what a better way to go and show the type of team we want to be by going out there on Monday and doing all the things that we talked about doing as a team and making all those improvements that we – have gone over, whether it's the previous weeks or during this mini bye, and doing that for a whole 60 minutes.
How excited are you to have a chance to get to Tom Brady, to get to hit Tom Brady? I mean, this guy's been around so long, you're probably a kid watching him, you know, growing up basically watching right, this guy at quarterback. Right. It's been around forever. You get a little extra excited when you have a chance to go after a guy like that?
Oh, yeah. No, last time I played him was my year three, and I had a chance to get him, and I don't know how he saw me, but he threw the ball at the ground. It was like one step off. So I gotta finish this game by getting to him in the backfield.
If you get to him, you talk trash, or do you just kind of get up and say, "Oh, great, I sacked Tom Brady. That's awesome." Do you say something to a guy like that or no?
I don't know. It depends on the moment. I think for the most part, I've always been just kind of a celebrate with the teammates or do some type of celebration and just go back and get ready for the next play.
All right.
Blake?
I can't imagine what I'd say to Tom Brady. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I got thoughts in my head.
If you got anything you want me to tell them, just let me know. You know?
There you go. Ain't so pretty now, pretty boy. You know, something like that.
Let me ask you this too, Blake. When you play, because you guys are a big underdog in this game. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of that, but you know, you probably are. Does that change the mindset as far as, you know, even like, you know, motivating you even more, knowing that you're going in this game, and a lot of people, most people are not, certainly the betting world is not giving you much of a chance to win the game. Does that motivate you even more?
No, I think every game you go in with the max motivation, no matter who you're playing, what situation it is, but obviously those things kind of factor into it, and it's something that we've talked about as a team that, hey, nobody's betting with us. So it's one of those things that you go into every single week having that kind of chip on your shoulder for multiple reasons as a competitor. And I think this game, you go out there and we do what we know we can do. We'll shock a lot of people out there.
The trade deadline is less than a week away. You got nothing to worry about. They certainly aren't trading you. But what was your reaction and the locker room's reaction when a guy like Marcus Golden gets traded away for, I mean, essentially nothing? It was like a sixth-round pick. It just wasn't a lot back. What was your reaction to that and the reaction in the room when one of your teammates gets traded like that?
No, I think it's something I've learned extremely early on in my career, how this is definitely a business more than you expect. And I think overall you grow relationships with guys, and Marcus was an amazing teammate, awesome guy to hang out with, became close with him. And so it's one of those tough moments, but you also understand that it's a business aspect, and I think both sides will be happy at the end of it. And I'll always be in touch with Marcus and making sure I see how he's doing and things like that. And I think at the end of the day, each guy understood it. But for the most part, probably depending on the given relationship, was sad about it.
Well, Blake, good luck on Monday night. Go get a few on Brady, okay?
Sorry, I got you.
Nice job. Good luck, Blake. We appreciate it, man.
We appreciate it, Blake. Thank you, man.
Blake Martinez of the New York Giants. It's weird, man. Whenever you play a Thursday game, it's weird because it does feel like a bye, right? And now you're pushing it back an extra day because they got the Monday nighter.
Yep.
It is weird that, and I'm not expecting them to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by any stretch, but it is still right in front of them. This whole division is still so lousy.
No, there's no question about it. Sure.
Like even Philadelphia, because that's the team you and I and probably everybody expects will be the team to take off. A, their quarterback is healthy. I can't say they're healthy, but their quarterback is healthy.
Right.
They certainly have the experience. They had the big win over the Giants, and it's likely they'll beat the Cowboys, and they'll get to 3-4-1.
They
and
got
that
a good
sounds,
coach, too.
And they got a hell of a coach.
Yeah.
But I was looking at their schedule in the second half of the season, and I know, you know, what does that mean? Doesn't mean they're going to win all these games or lose all these games. They still have to play Seattle. They still have to go to Green Bay. They still have to play New Orleans. They still have to go to Arizona, which looks like a very tricky game with the way they're playing. Obviously, they got another game with the Giants. They'll have another game with Dallas.
Right,
I mean,
it's
no lock that they're going to be able to just get in a cruise control and win this division. So, look, eventually the Giants have to start winning games. I mean, they can't be 1-8. We can't sit here and say, well,
no,
they still have a chance because the division stinks.
Right.
Eventually, they do have to win some football games, but they have been given the gift of being in such a god-awful division that if somehow they do win a couple of football games, they could be back in it.
Could be right there.
Would I bet on that? No, I wouldn't.
No.
It's funny how Washington is, like, sneaky in this thing, you know?
Well, hey, look, you know, Washington's got they got that terrific defensive line. You know, they're obviously Rivera's committed now to Kyle Allen being the quarterback. You know, and again, they're benefiting from the fact that they're in a brutal division. And I'll tell you something else then, to me, that Washington benefits from is that they have no expectation level whatsoever coming into this season. And I think that helps them too, bro.
Yeah. And you mentioned this before. They also now have two divisional wins in the bank.
Yeah.
Which is
beat
a big
Philly,
help.
Right. Philly and Dallas. That's exactly right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.